Now they can all sleep soundly, and everything's alright.
Smells like cotton candy.
So I
is it cotton
out,
candy?
I figured this out.
So basically, she literally is sugar tits.
No, listen. So now I know why you got him sitting next to me, because I'm sure before the show, he's concocted this idea that if there's someone sitting over here, I'm sitting closer to him. So he's like,
and you are.
Well,
yeah.
It worked.
It
See,
did work.
We're using reverse polarity. Since Decaf's black and Chris is white, you know, normally we know you gravitate towards the black, but. You know, it's reverse polarity tonight. You keep shaking your head. That's called denial, sweetie.
I don't, though. Like,
it's more than a river in Egypt. Now, there is another reason that myself,
yeah,
Decaf, and Scrappy are scrunched over on the other side of the table.
I have explosive diarrhea.
I'm waiting for... Oh.
That's why I'm really hoping it smells like cotton candy over here.
And not just the fact your nose is burnt out.
Exactly. My olfactory senses have gone into overdrive. Everything smells like candy. I don't know why.
I can smell the future.
Smell-o-vision.
Oh.
Brought to you by Professor Farnsworth. Anyway.
That's cute.
Oh, my God. Yes, now we're getting flashes. I feel like we're fucking...
We're getting flashed, dude. It's awesome.
Dude, but if the nose could be any bigger... Oh, wait, no. I'm okay. Stitz is in the studio. Let me say shout out. Say hi, Stitz.
Hello.
All right, thank you. I got
the area mic.
The area
there.
Mic's on, so everything's gonna sound low. What are you doing?
You know that
is that funny? A magic trick, or are you trying to steal it?
Thank you, Decaf.
I fixed it. God damn it!
Wow.
He broke my bracelet
during the break.
Stitz's camera is worth more than my car. How wrong is that?
You suck.
I told you.
And you can't even get your car stolen.
That told you. That's why I was shaking it around to see if it was fucking.
He shook it around and broke it even more.
Oh.
I know. It's just not meant to be.
Wow.
So don't forget,
no,
stitz.org.
What I need is I need to apply.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was...
To close the,
fuck, that's going to annoy me real quick.
I saw you put a link
international
up.
Sign for
yes, I got the link up and price. Actually was perusing the photographs. Some of them, I mean, were like standard 35 millimeter fare. And then some of them were just like, holy fuck, that's a desktop. so, yeah. Great images. And actually, stitz.org, take a look at his site and look at all of his images and his fetish for DeLoreans. Even though he owned one and sold one and wrecked one and whatever, but fetish for DeLoreans. All right, so let's see. What is that noise?
Let's play a game.
Okay,
let's play a game.
Let's play a game called Who's in My Mouth?
Hide the sausage! Wow! We might break the ground.
I like this one. She's great. The other ones used to just hit me all the time.
I think it's his bubble. Like, the closer I am to him, like, his perverseness, like, wears off.
Oh, look at that. The other one just used to hit me all the time. This one wants to play.
I'll hit Decaf. He'll be
Come on, little girl. Bag. I've got candy. Okay, no, there is a reason that...
Unfortunately, it's a Twizzler and it's running limp. But he'll show you
is
his
the
jaw...
Twist and peels?
But he'll show you his jawbreakers.
Hey,
Everlasting
Trench?
Gobstoppers.
At least I can look down and see
Minis?
It.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. I have lost a ton of fucking weight. I can now look at and see my toes and my
Trench
cock.
I think looks good. Like he's,
you can
I
see
think
the
you're
tip.
A good size.
I am almost
this close to, you know, because of all the weight
Getting
I've lost.
Getting an erection?
Yes. to shaving to find my true and original chin.
Aww.
Close. Maybe I'll find it. I don't know.
That's adorable.
It is.
I think you look good. I don't think that you need to lose any more
Someone's
weight.
Oh, no. I need to lose a lot more.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes.
You look fine.
You should see the pictures of him from back in the day.
I want to.
He looked like a reed.
A what?
A reed.
Okay, a reed.
she doesn't do it. She's not going to know what it is.
A reed is a... Yes, like the ink pen. I was a skinny motherfucker. Scrawny.
Okay.
So
not really scrawny, but just skinny.
Oh.
And then I found food. And then I found that it was cheaper to buy Twinkies than to buy an apple.
We're like the second fattest town in the world or something.
Which is weird because, yeah, well, Vegas did put a...
She's wearing shiny lip gloss.
I know. So is your dick now.
I know.
So she backs away to the microphone like she did something to the microphone.
Doc, I got a pink ring around my cock. You're fine. Go home. Doc, I got a green ring around my cock. Go to the hospital. Hey, wait a minute. That guy's got a pink ring. Why does he get to go home? There's a difference between lip gloss and gangrene.
Ooh.
So we're going to play a game. So mystery guest.
Mystery guest. You know, give me the microphone. Give me the voice thing.
Ooh,
DK.
There we go. Give me the voice. Switch it to a different one so he's not doing my bit.
Yeah, we don't want you doing... Yeah. Okay, that's not it. I need the try. Oh, that's perfect. So you have to kind of cup and talk. All right.
There we go. Okay.
I'm sure you're used to cupping something.
What do you mean sounds like?
Huh?
That's... Hold on.
You got to put it down to the bottom one.
You got to talk slow. Okay, we are kind of stupid here.
I don't understand.
How is it I can talk through this thing, but he can't?
He can. He just got to put...
No, I don't think that's going to work.
Hey, I don't think it's going to work.
You're fired.
God damn.
Nah, don't give it to this son of a motherfucker either. He'll break it.
Okay,
well, don't do Robo Dick.
Try this one. Nah, that's better.
That's better. Okay.
Sounds like he's in the witness protection program. Okay, mystery guest, say hello.
Hello.
Now,
sounds like Minnie Mouse.
Let's see here. Could we get someone on the phone to try and guess who this is?
You're going to expect someone to call in.
Juke!
Juke's drunk, man. You expect Juke to be able to dial 1-866-LV-ROCKS?
Well,
1-866
decaf couldn't.
587-6257. That's true.
And he's only been on the show
forever.
You don't even know how long I've been on the show. You're the last one that got
year.
That show. Don't talk shit about me.
Yeah,
hey.
But I know the number.
All right, well. Just that no one's calling, I guess we have to ask questions.
We have to play the game.
So. As usual, everybody at Spank Wagon Radio has to play with themselves.
Now, this is going to... Okay, now these have to be yes or no questions.
Yes or no questions.
Yes or no questions.
Wait a minute. How are we going to play this even remotely? Okay, you start. You show.
Okay.
Show us the
mystery
way, super producer.
R2-D2.
I don't know if that's going to work. It's kind of hard to
R2-D2.
Hear him.
R2-D2.
All right. You know,
okay, ditch it. Just ditch it. Okay, mystery guest. Are you white?
That's a...
Yeah! That's a trick question.
Yes or no, stupid asshole?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, we got a caller.
Someone knows.
Oh, someone's definitely going to know. Hold on. Hello, caller. Try that again. Hello, caller.
Hey, no caller.
Well...
What?
Oh, no. That can only mean
what?
One thing.
That's a giant white guy.
Oh, yeah, it's a giant white guy.
It's a giant drunken white guy.
Hey, I just said in the chat room, that sounded like the little freaking little droid from the transport.
Or the transport?
This is going to be great. Okay.
I need more wine.
Okay, mystery guest.
You know, wait. This is the first time I've ever... Juke doesn't even sound like Juke. I'm used to listening to him on his own studio
drunk.
And his microphones.
No!
No, he ain't drunk. He's just drinking.
Okay, mystery guest.
Right, okay.
Juke, would you like to ask the mystery guest some questions, try and guess who it is?
Who's the mystery guest?
Well, see, that's where you're
God damn, what
hold on, hold
no,
on, hold on.
He's not drunk.
Juke, this is where you ask questions, and the mystery guest answers
that
them.
That was the question. Who's the mystery guest?
Juke, you weren't listening. They have to be yes or no questions.
No.
Oh, I got to ask yes or no questions.
Yes.
Shit.
Wow.
Have they ever been in a movie?
Have you ever been in a movie?
Non-pornographical.
No.
And non-homemade.
Damn it.
Would there been a chance if you would have that Juke would have rented it? I mean, come on. All right, so moving on. Next question, Juke.
This is really difficult.
Turn down the
person of any type of celebrity value at all.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It wouldn't be a. You would know who this celebrity is.
Yes.
I would?
Absolutely. You would know very well who this celebrity
is. It's not Brad Westmar.
No, it's Brad Trammell.
Is it one day? Yeah, Brad Trammell.
No, it's not Brad Trammell. No, but it's a celebrity we actually like.
We actually like them.
We actually like him.
Don't yes. lie.
Holy shit.
Ask him if he has
That's
really
hard,
because
nice I don't like a lot of people.
Well, wait. Well, how do I tell a syndicate he really sucks at the moment without offending him?
Hey, Drew.
No, that's okay. I don't
suck
care
at the moment.
Your opinion is not the best.
You fill a time slot on Friday. It doesn't matter if you like me or not.
Just ask really, really rude questions.
Really rude questions.
Yes, you could do that. You're drunk.
Are you extremely obese?
Used to be. He used to be extremely obese.
Oh, it's a girl.
What?
He used to be. He used to be a girl.
No, not Scrappy.
You swallow.
Come on over here, Scrap. Come on
over
here.
Do you swallow?
No. Yes, on the weekends I do.
He said.
Wait a minute, I heard decaf there. He said he swallowed on the weekends.
Yes.
How do you think he got
to swallow
on the weekends? The mystery guest, or have I got to go on?
No, you got to go on.
You got to go on.
There's no mystery to decaf.
Tell decaf to shut the fuck up.
Oh, I like that guy.
Wait, Juke, why don't you do the honors?
He's a
decaf, shut the fuck up.
He's a syndicate, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
He's a syndicate, he's not an
NASA
advertiser.
NASA, yeah, not
I'm
sir
a syndicate, and not in the Godfather kind of way.
Well, there's horsehead. Well, never mind. We won't go there. All right, moving on. Next question, Juke.
Is she hot?
It's a he.
I thought it was a chick. Doesn't
ahead
fucking matter.
To me, it does.
So is he hot?
Can we get a second?
Does he swallow?
Does he swallow? I think he said yes.
What?
I don't fucking know.
You're bad at this. I'm sorry.
Actually, this is great. You know what?
I'm very confused right now.
You want to put these nuts in your mouth?
I don't know. I need some more Monkey Bay.
I have no clue.
Monkey Bay?
Monkey Bay?
What the hell's Monkey Bay?
Some type of wine.
Oh.
Monkey Bay.
I think it's actually called Boone's Farm. He's just too drunk to read.
Yes. Mad Dog. Morgan David.
Mad Dog 2020.
You need some Colt 45.
Wait. He's got a bottle of Crooked Eye.
Hey, I have no idea who the mystery guest is, but I look forward to hearing it.
Now I'm an it.
You're
very androgynous right now.
You've been gender removed.
Damn it.
Yes.
Nice.
I thought only my wife could do that.
You guys just missed it. I put my
That's
nuts
between him and I.
He kept talking again.
Oh, no. This time it's Murphy.
Oh.
Oh, come on. I can't tell anyone that
Murphy's
you put my
nuts
in.
I'm not the same person.
No, okay. Murphy's chowing on some nuts here, and we got a mystery guest. And
this has been completely derailed. So, Juke, have
yeah,
a great night.
Thanks, Juke.
Hey, you guys rule.
All right.
I love you, man.
Later, dude.
Bye.
Ooh,
wow, he really
you
was drunk.
Yeah, he was. The whole thing's derailed because Juke is so drunk.
So, Mr. Guest.
Mystery guest.
Have you ever received a Jesus candle for Christmas?
Yes.
Did they remember to remove...
99-cent store?
Did they remember to remove the Vaughn sticker at the bottom?
No.
Oh, my
Can
God.
Can I
okay
just say our mystery guest looks like he should be on a Crest commercial?
What is it with your
I
teeth?
Swear. Like, I just can't stop staring
wait
at his
if
teeth.
If you want
like
a closer look, my wife's right
so
over
nice
here. You can ask her.
He has, like,
I'm sure she'll say yes.
After she charges admission.
Wait, but is she hot? Because I didn't hear you answering that.
Huh?
Yeah, your mic should be on. Is she hot?
Is she hot? Oh, she's beautiful. I miss her hair.
I'm a pretty, pretty princess.
Oh, she shaves? She shaves?
Oh, yeah.
But wait, we've never seen her with hair, so are you talking about the hair down there?
Huh?
Oh.
Yeah, does the carpet match about the drapes?
Wait,
or should
so
I
yes
say? Or should
oh, wait,
I say?
You're talking about me.
It's linoleum all around.
Or should I say, does the hardwood flooring match the bare window cover?
Wait. He said the carpet matches the drapes. It's linoleum all around.
I just want to see. I just. have this picture in my head now of a completely shaved mystery guest
what number?
Sliding across satin sheets, unable to stop due to zero friction.
The question, I worry about you.
Which number of which number of the sheet are we on right now?
12.
We're at number 2.
Are we past what hello sheet? Yet?
The fucking...
Oh, yeah. We're in the blank is back.
Are we on like 3B?
No, that's like that's like 2A.
No, we're on 4F.
Juke wants to know if I'd like to be on 6H.
What the hell?
Wow.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
What is that?
Look at his
yes,
actually, I think that says Jamie Lee Citrus.
What?
Certis.
All right, wait. Let me do drunk juke. Ah, is the mystery guest Jamie Lee Citrus?
I like how we spell mystery. Mystery.
I'm from the
mystery guest.
I'm from the ministry of ministry. Jason.
I'm from the ministry guest.
Wait, let's just say who our mystery guest is. I mean, damn, that's it. Really what it's all about, right?
It's Cheech.
Cheech. Hey, wait. I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I know. Our mystery guest was conceived in a van.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Do you have the song?
Oh,
yeah.
No,
you gotta put it on the song, man.
You got to go through the catalog and shit.
I feel more molested now than I did when I was...
Lady Duke, I am drunk. I'm drunk on the scent of Scrappy.
You are so gay.
I know. But at least if I keep this up, I'm getting some tonight.
Yeah, but not by anybody we know.
Five fingers.
No, even
he'll borrow your Vaseline.
Even his hand said no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio would like to introduce you to our mystery guest, Chief.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when I came up from south of the border, they tried to get rid of me, but they sent me the wrong fucking country.
Wait. Are you Irish, Romanian, or Mexican?
Both.
I just gave 3.
Yes.
5.
They deported him to the wrong country. That's funny.
Man, those guys in Homeland Security, they just can't get anything right.
Well, no shit. They're taking away batteries. Not
they
even the ones in devices.
Actually, that turned out to be a hoax.
Was that a hoax?
That was a hoax.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you were a victim of rendition.
Rendition?
Yes,
rendition?
That's where the CIA puts you on a plane and tortures you all over the world.
Oh, is that nice. What that is?
That's what that is. That's what rendition is. Yeah.
You're going to a custom cruise to Mystery Prison X.
That's right. And there you have batteries shoved up your ass.
From TSA agents all over.
Not only that, you will get crappy service on the
airplane.
Hey,
man, I got a question for you, man.
Yeah.
We were talking before the goddamn show. You was talking about abusive husbands and shit and wives and how you have to talk. I want to talk about that shit. Now when you sit someone down.
You're right. I mean, he's in a culture, in a different world.
Shut the fuck up. Let me finish my goddamn question.
Dean Romania, that would get you a whooping.
Now, see, I didn't used to do that on the show.
You know DCAP's getting pissed when his voice goes up in octaves.
He sounds like Michael Jackson.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
That shit was not funny. But anyway.
Hey, what do you call Michael Jackson and E.T. together in the same movie?
James Bell.
Alien versus Predator.
Okay. Shut up.
What? What's the joke?
What's that mean? Yeah.
Alien versus Predator. Never mind.
Oh, just walk away, decaf.
Think NBC.
No,
I thought this
not.
Kitchen looked familiar. Anyway.
But anyway, so when you sit these people down, right?
All
right. Now, do you go and say, look, man, you know, do you bring them down? Do you sit them down? Do you counsel them? Do you go to their work and
shit? It's kind of like an intervention.
So, yeah, is a bunch of you guys
sitting
down?
Oh, yeah. You know, you would get
stop beating her! Cut that shit out! I do not understand.
Actually, have you ever seen the movie Deliverance?
Wait, do you play the role of the pig?
Sometimes.
So, I mean, how do people take it, though? I mean,
women actually,
and dudes or just
actually,
dudes?
A lot of it is, you know, they're like, but why?
Are they really dead on the why beating on their wife is wrong?
Well, you know, it worked for, you know, 2,000 years. Yeah. Why should they stop now?
What did you tell them? I mean, what advice do you give?
Stop beating your wife. All right,
so how do you say that in Romanian?
Fara whoopa famea.
Fara whoopa?
What?
Whoopa?
Whoopa.
Whoopa, bitch.
Okay, I just got a new favorite word.
Whoopa.
Whoopa.
Whoopa. Whoopa, bitch.
Shenanigans.
To give you a little background of what Decaf is talking about, I've been gone for a while.
Yeah, oh, you have? Yeah. We barely noticed.
It's been a fucking
year. Barely noticed.
You know what? There has been a distinct lack of citrus products in the station, so, yeah.
You're absolutely right. A total lack of... Herb Alpert.
Nah, I don't miss that REM. Shit at all.
Man, there are some days I do wish miss the other song. Herb Alpert.
Huh?
I do miss the other Chiefs song.
Oh, I forget the other Chiefs song.
What?
The other one.
Go kick your own ass.
Oh,
Jesus, how the fuck you forget that?
I thought you meant the other Chiefs song.
No, I know what he's talking about. Keep talking.
So, anyways, so. I went off and joined the Peace Corps.
Now, usually this
I was
is
a hippie.
This is something you equate with something someone in their, I don't know, late teens, early 20s and doing.
Okay.
The other Chiefs song.
But remember, his wife is in her late teens, early 20s.
Dang straight she is.
Good choice.
Hey.
What the? There's violence going on the side.
Blunt force trauma over right. there.
So basically, you're over in Romania. What are you doing? Because we always say mud huts for prostitutes.
Every time I see a picture of him, he's standing in front of a cement mixer.
So I'm doing the same thing here that I did over there.
Getting drunk?
Yeah.
Stumbling okay. around?
Over there, they make moonshine.
Evading taxes.
They make moonshine?
Do we pay taxes over there? No, we don't pay taxes over there.
But you come back to this country and be like, hey, you didn't pay your taxes in Romania.
Holy crap. I come back here, and they want to give me a tax on everything. You know, I pay a freaking Slurpee at 7-Eleven. They got to pay a tax on this.
Oh, you're not used to paying
taxes?
You know,
you
try
to buy some porn, got to pay a tax on that.
No, that's called paying penance.
Oh.
There's something different about that.
So, there's no tax. There's no tax system out there.
I don't know, man.
So wait, Romania's poor and they don't even have a tax system. Can't they maybe introduce a 1% sales tax and fix everything?
Well, okay, what's 1% of zero?
Zero.
Are we talking absolute zero, as in Kelvin scale?
He's gotta get it all technical. Can you write that for me?
Do me a favor. Okay. Shut the fuck up and put your tits in his face. His nose is cold.
No. Actually, I mean, you know, the economy of Romania is doing really well. You know, I started watching how the dollar's been doing on the market. I started converting all of my currency into Romanian currency.
So now
you're a millionaire.
I made money.
Wait, what that? Fuck that. No, he's a 10 heir.
So what does that mean? You've got like 3 goats?
He's a 100 heir.
4 goats, 2 chickens, and a sheep.
Yeah, unfortunately, your wife owns you, and now she's even in the hole deeper.
Yeah. With all that, though, you know what they call them in Romania?
God?
A pimp?
Pimp.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the ladies there, the women.
All right. Oh, God. The women there. Okay.
Trashy?
Can you put on Herb Alpert, man?
No. I think we need to stick with this.
Keep going.
All right. Romanian women are beautiful. They are so freaking hot, man. I mean, you know... That 14-year-old, when she looks 25, holy crap.
It's going to look 80. Legal, right? She's going to look 80.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know, I'm married over there. I don't have to worry about that. All the single volunteers, though, those women, they will seduce you. They will do just about dang near anything for you, but you have to watch out for the shelf life.
Damn.
They have an expiration date that expires in 6 months.
What?
Okay. So the woman's all hot. Okay, she's like 24. She's hot. She's beautiful. She's skinny, yada, yada. Her mother is, you know, late 30s, early 40s. She looks like she's 80.
Damn.
Okay. Once they hit about 30, 35.
Is it from drinking or
well,
just conditions?
Well, you know, I was at the gym over there. And, you know, this is
Wait. What? He says gym.
There's one gym at Old Country.
All he does is bench press sheep.
Okay. Have you ever seen Rocky 3? It's that kind of gym, okay?
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. So I was at the gym, and yeah, we have some chicks that work out there.
Beating some meat.
Yeah, well, it happens. And this chick comes over to me, and she's like, you know, I need to try to lose some weight, but I don't know what I need to do. Meanwhile, she's like rail thin, and she's like, I need to lose 10 kilos. I'm like, okay.
Well, you sell it on the fucking black market. Done with your kilos.
Yeah. So I'm like looking at her. I'm like, so what have you been doing now, you know, for now? And she's like, well, I stopped eating, and I started smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee.
Yeah, like, that's the way to do it.
Oh, you're going to lose. They're going to lose some weight now, let me tell you.
Wait. Why didn't you just introduce her to meth?
Exactly.
America's greatest export.
There's no drugs in Romania.
There's no drugs in Romania. They can't afford a crack pipe and shit.
They won't allow black people into Romania.
Wait. We're Negroes
in Romania. Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Listen,
you
and your Negroids. No, actually, you know what it is? They just can't figure out how to make a crack pipe out of mud.
You should teach them to snort mud. Let's see if that'll work.
In Romania, they
yeah,
don't
can you imagine a bunch of pictures out of Romania? Just see this mud stack coming out of a nostril.
They do not have brothers over there to teach them how to smoke the crack.
Although if you could snort crack, or if you could snort mud to get high, you'd see Amy Winehouse doing Romanian tours every day.
But the Romanians love America. They have Romanian and Idol.
Oh no!
It's like really bad American karaoke with a Russian.
Oh, yikes!
Instead of getting voted off the show, they just execute them there on stage.
I'm Slim Shady. I'm the real Slim Shady.
Oh, it's a cover fucking
hey,
song.
Well, you know,
they do covers. Romanian.
They're a cover country. Who are we kidding?
We wish we were Russia again. Come on, Putin, come back.
Oh no, over there, man. We're scared of that guy.
No shit.
Dude, they watch him closer than they watch all the war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Because they got no soldiers there.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, they have 100. They have 100 special forces.
The entire Romanian army is not home. Please leave your crisis after the beep.
It wouldn't be funny if it was so true.
Y'all get mudslides and shit out there?
No, do we get mudslides?
No, that's just someone.
Yeah,
moving.
Yeah, we get mudslides. Yeah,
oh, you
yeah,
get mudslides
yeah,
and
yeah,
shit.
Oof. Yeah, and earthquakes and tornadoes.
What's
apparently
the worst? What's the worst?
No, thanks. My nipples are fine.
Yeah, there's one like in the 70s, I think, that 78 or something kind of crippled the whole country.
Damn.
I'm sorry, I was missing it. You said they have 78 albums?
Yes.
78 RPM albums?
Yes,
what?
On LP.
Okay. That's what I thought I heard.
You thought about earthquakes. They got earthquakes.
Earthquakes.
Yeah, and tornadoes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So I leave for a week, and I come back. Find out there was a really bad rainstorm in our city. Yeah, the roof came off of our block.
Your block.
Yeah. Wait, we live in a block.
What the fuck is a block?
It's an eastern block. It's a giant concrete building with windows.
You went there.
So, hold on a sec. So, the roads aren't paved. No. There isn't a car there younger than 20 years. Food.
They're called dachas.
Yeah, water's pumped in. It's really bad. But tell them the one thing you do have.
I have high-speed internet. And satellite TV.
That's knowing your priorities.
Now that's being proud to be American.
That's
right?
An American.
Proud to be an American.
I get my mail delivered by Burro. But I can send an email to Murphy in 5 minutes.
Oh shit.
I love Romania. You know, in all honesty, I really do love Romania. You know, Ike, do you know what he's talking about? But, no, Romania is an
in
awesome
Romania,
country.
In Romania, Burro delivers you.
No, best thing, they will make booze out of just about dang near anything.
Okay.
They will make booze out of cherries. They will make booze out of plums. They will make booze out of apples. They will make booze out of beets.
I've had dandelion wine.
It tastes better than booze made out of beets.
Well, I don't know. Beets
it
are pretty
tastes
good.
Like fermented dirt. You know how with tequila we have the worm at the bottom of the bottle? In Romania, they have an earthworm at the bottom of the beet. That's still moving because the worm isn't irradiated enough.
Earthworm Jim, we think he's really fine. Earthworm Jim, you'll find him in our wine.
Okay, he's still here. Why?
Well, you have a question, Scrappy. Or you just
I love Earthworm Jim. How do you
producing talent? I love Earthworm Jim too. Funnest game I've ever played.
Yeah, those are good.
Until you couldn't save.
So is there any black Russians out there?
Like the drink?
Like Negroes? Like the Negroes walking
Yeah,
around?
They're brothers, and they're from Africa. Like the original
wait,
Africa.
Wait. They're so black, they're almost blue.
You know,
dude,
they're
so black when the sun shines, they are the shadow.
So
there's
how
like
they,
10 of them.
So how do they get along with the...
Oh, they're fine.
So there's no kind
of
hostility and no shit like that?
Oh, shit. Heather can...
No gang violence?
She can.
Oh, you already been with one?
They're the soccer players.
Oh, the whole team?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Again, they're the only guys with any athletic talent.
What do they soccer around?
Romanian white women.
Okay.
Before mud balls. Life. Mud balls, dude.
See, now that's a movie in the making. Can't you imagine? You just get Ike Turner to come in and be the coach of the team.
Well, the funny thing is, they actually have another kind of sport. In
we are the Scott Petersons!
They actually have another sport other than soccer, which really surprised me because I thought all they did was play soccer.
What's that a sport?
It's called handball. And no, it's not what Murphy what? Does.
I was about to say. It's were we some just weird.
It's a two-hand sport, baby.
It's some weird hybrid.
Unfortunately, always single player.
It's a hybrid of basketball, soccer, and American football, all mixed in one.
Oh, it's Australian rules football.
Sure.
Right.
I don't know.
It's the craziest the game I ever tried. And actually, some kids tried to teach us how to play it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Do you ever think they were actually distracting you while they fleece you for stuff out of your luggage?
Oh, dude, I don't carry anything with me.
Have you had anything stolen yet? Nothing stolen?
No.
And been mugged? No. Tell me about these kids that are always trying to make
afraid,
for money.
They're afraid of tattoos. And I've got a pretty big tattoo. So this is what he's doing
over there. He's intimidating the whole fucking lot.
He's scaring the piss out of the country. Congratulations.
So they're afraid of tattoos. Why?
I don't know.
Is that phobia? Or?
Yeah.
Or is it something?
You know what it is because you know the only people over there that really have tattoos are people who have been in jail.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, they think, like, you killed somebody or something.
Okay, aren't that nice on your arm and torso? And they're like, wow, you really must have fucked someone up.
Yeah, they're like, I can see why they deported you.
This is why we call you Chief, yeah?
Yeah? You're Chief what?
You go by Chief out there?
No.
What do you go by?
Donkey Boy.
Vato Supremo.
What do they call? You know, it's hard for them to say.
Vato Grande!
Wait, they call him asshole?
Huh?
They call him Essay.
Yeah, I was at a Romanian party one time, and we had some Romanian gangsters come in. Yeah, these guys are all hard. Yeah, no, not really.
They're all 16.
Yeah, they're all 16, and they totally got the dread braids growing on
paintball
and everything.
Guns.
And yeah, exactly.
Rubber band guns,
potato guns.
You okay there, Scrap?
Yeah, and they come in and they look at me and they're drunk and they're like, "Whoa, you're a vato, right?" And I'm like. Yes, I am a vato.
That is the most Mexican you've ever felt. You had to go to Romania.
I had a little tear in my eye.
You had to go to Romania to be recognized as a Mexican?
They're like, dude, you speak Spanish, man? I'm like,
no.
Yeah, duh.
You could have just pulled out some whack shit and they'd have thought.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't have cared.
He had to go to a former communist country in order to get street cred.
I mean, they thought.
Don't mess with the homie.
They want me to roll with their crew because they thought it would give them street cred.
They offer you a paintball gun.
Had to roll with their set.
You get the red paint.
A rock. Yeah, the rocks.
So how do you guys get around here? Burrow, man. Yeah, we do a drive-by clip-clopping, man.
No, we drive by Caruza.
Caruza?
Yeah, that's a cart with a horse.
Oh, Jesus.
Clip-clop, bang, clip-clop, 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 Romanian drive-by.
But yet they have high-speed internet and satellite. That's what kills me.
Hey, you know, it's a Blade Runner future, my friend.
It's a Blade Runner future.
They had flying cars. I want my flying car.
I just want a jetpack.
Well, that'd be fun, too.
Yeah, jetpack. However,
do you know what Blade Runner is, Scrappy?
It's a movie.
Who's
an
in
old
it?
Movie.
Have
I don't
you
know
seen
who
it?
Oh,
it's an old movie.
How old are you? I want to see the ID. Where's the ID?
How old do you think I am?
14.
wait. Tits like those? Is he 14? Do you think we'd legally allow
that? I've been in Romania for 11 months.
If you're
going to
do that, at least
like.
Turn my way, Scrap, okay? What the
you
hell?
You know what? That was wonderful. Thank you.
Seriously, how old 15? Do you think I am?
No.
What do you
dude,
think
we're
I
bad.
Be?
We're not pedophiles.
I'm about to
he's
say.
Always, he's always been bad.
I am legal.
I met her outside Valley High School.
Okay, I'm 31. My wife is 25. Four.
Oh!
25.
Wow, it's wait,
not
and I met her 10 years ago.
Hey, now it's not just the surgery that's preventing you from getting any tonight. Congratulations, asshole.
Damn it.
She's going to be playing that surgery card
for a
long time.
No. I thought you were supposed to.
Oh, I'm a little tender. Not
I'm still sore. Not, you know. Or it'll be like, you can do it. I'll just lay here.
No, actually, the doctor told us that, you know, it was going to be 6 weeks until we could do anything. So by that time, trust me, she's going to be wanting it as much as I am.
Wait, now, why don't we do this real quick? Tell us, you had a basically a cyst, and you had went to a Romanian hospital?
Well, I didn't go to the hospital for the cyst. I had kidney stones first.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, poor girl.
Okay. No. Can I tell him what happened?
No.
Okay.
It's her story.
No. But this is a good part. I wake up. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and Heather's crying, and I'm like,
What's wrong? Yeah, I'm like, holy crap.
Just
what
like the? After sex for you.
What did I do? Whatever I did, I'm sorry. Except I'm crying then. Okay, so she's crying.
That's
I'm like,
the mace.
What the heck? You know, what's going on? She's like, nothing here. I'll go sleep on the couch. You go back to bed. I'm like, what the hell? What is wrong with you? Kidney stones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now
that's
you can
a wonderful this. Story. I'm so glad you could come to story time.
Keep going. Tell them about how they tried to do that thing to you and with the cats and the smoke and everything.
Does this involve anal violation?
No,
this story's about to get really cool.
Tell us. Shut up, people. I want to hear the cats and the smoke and everything.
So, you know, the hospitals are Romanian and they're trying
do
to
they have beds?
Think
it's
hostile.
Like socialized medicine or no?
Yeah, it's
socialized and everybody's
so
there watching.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, did you
yes.
stick the needle in?
That's how that works.
It was great when I had all those construction workers watching me while I was having my ultrasound with my pants around my waist. Like, oh, yeah.
That's the other half. They were building the other half of the hospital?
Yeah. But, you know.
Imagine that in Vegas, dude. You'd
hey,
be like,
construction workers, man. Leave them alone. They're with the mudslinger 102.
Wow, well, I've never seen it red.
Yes, my wife is a redhead.
Yes.
Envy me, all of you. Even you.
The carpet matches the drapes, and they're all there like, what?
Holy Moses.
Like, it comes in red?
Irish. Yeah, and they're like, no, Scottish bitches. No. So we, 3:00 in the morning, we're in this Romanian hospital, and of course they
half
very,
a hospital.
Very much, yeah, half a hospital. And they do know that we're American. It's very blatantly obvious.
Place them!
Get them! Take their kidneys first.
Yeah.
Have you what ever seen
really
hostile?
For all those x-rays, they were trying to figure out if my kidneys were viable so that they could, you know, use them. No. There were cats involved in this hospital. There were hospital cats.
Well, they had to keep the rat population down.
Oh, wait, like that cat that goes around and...
No, it's not the cat not that predicts
like
people
that.
Who die. It's the kind of
like,
cat...
I'd have been like, that shit!
Holy fuck!
No, Romanian cats are like face huggers in the movie Alien.
Damn.
Are you sure those were cats and just malformed kids?
Very well may have been.
That very well could have been. They
what,
also
what purpose does a cat serve in a hospital?
Good question.
Rats?
They probably just ran in
rats.
The door.
Oh, there you go.
There was no door. There.
That's socialized medicine. We're gonna.
It's warm there.
Carne the kitty.
Oh.
So they gave me, I don't know, like 6 ultrasounds and 3 x-rays and an MRI. And all the while, the doctor's, you know, smoking up.
Oh, yeah, never changed his gloves.
They chain smoke in the hospital.
They chain smoke. They wear robes.
What?
They all
yeah,
wear robes.
You know how doctors here, they wear, like, nice clothing and everything? No. Romanian doctors wear bathrobes.
Yeah.
Sterling and that's how
equipment.
You can tell between a nurse and a doctor and, like, an orderly and everything. Different color bathrobes. They come in blue, pink, and white.
Oh, I watched them drop cotton on the ground and pick it back up and stick it in the sterilized container.
Oh.
It was great.
Hey, I was standing there making sure.
Let me just say one thing. Hillary Clinton for president, anybody?
Socialized.
Oh, it
socialized
won't
medicine?
End up like that, exists? Trust me.
You don't think?
They tried to give me a gynecological exam.
I mean,
tell me about that.
That's what the cats are for.
Actually, that's Romanian first date.
I know they're like, like the vagina looks.
Well, when
it's red.
Yeah, you know, the doctor's sitting. Yeah, he's sitting there and he's like, "Okay, you get on the table now." While he's puffing on his cigarette, I'm going to blow smoke rings up your pussy.
And if you can blow them back out,
you're just in there like,
you can go home.
I talked my way out of that thing.
No shit.
No, they kicked me out of the room.
That's why they wanted to do a gynecological exam. I'd have been like,
Uh-huh.
No, every time I give a correct answer or, you know, oh, do you take birth control? Yes, yes, I do. Bine, which means good. And then he tapped me on the nose. I don't know why.
Do you smoke?
Do you smoke? No. Bine, tap me on the nose.
Have you had
an abortion? No. Bine, tap me on the nose. Holy shit, what are you doing to me?
Get me out of here. It's called hypnosis.
I know you guys don't get sick at all and shit.
You were waiting for your cookie and shit. Like, do I get a cookie after this?
A lollipop?
Get a lollipop? You treat me like a 5-year-old.
Reach around.
A balloon and shit.
Doctor can't find a lollipop, just grabs a rat.
Could you imagine if he did a gynecological exam and he was still asking you questions? You'd be like, no. Penis!
Poking you on the clit.
Yeah.
Penis!
Was it good for you?
That's my butthole. I'm not answering anything else.
Whoopa and
Bine. The table that they do it on, though, looks like something out of a medieval, like, torture chamber. The
you let
is,
them do a kind of
no,
nah,
screw that. No, I talked myself out of that.
Oh,
I talked them out of it.
Like, breathe the
kitty.
As soon as you say yes, they'd be like, breathe the chains.
Like, I would have gotten more diseases off that table than than off
the serious
of him.
Note, Hillary Clinton for president.
But yet, how many Romanians are dying because of that?
I don't know.
I mean, that'd be the interesting
statistic.
They don't
keep statistics.
Yeah,
there.
But they don't have the help to, like, the freaking knowledge to know that they're actually
they're very
dying
backwards
from that.
When it comes to
they're
feminine
like,
hygiene.
Or math.
You die
but they did use clean needles.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
They did
well,
use
at least
clean
I got
needles.
Something right.
I got to give them credit.
And a leech.
Of course, I didn't know that when you're giving blood and doing IVs, you're supposed to reuse veins. So,
I ended up with 4 different sticks in my veins.
Ooh.
And I bent a needle.
Oh, yeah.
Because they left it in.
Bends the needle.
Wow. Ow. Oh, fuck. Ow. Ow. So what was the first normal hospital experience you had then overseas?
I haven't had one.
Oh, shit.
Bine.
Bine.
I blame Al-Qaeda.
Oh. Al-Qaeda.
All right. I'm looking at time. We need to take a quick break.
Because I have to pee again.
Yeah. This is Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. Chief's with us tonight, and we got a full studio, so we'll be back in just a minute.
Beanie!
Actually, got to remember to re-cue my music. So,
whoopa.
Whoopa.
Whoopa. Whoopa.
Beanie!
We'll be back.
Time stumbling from the ice age, watching cyber. got bugs. I got bugs in my room. Bugs in my bed. Bugs in my ears. There are eggs in my head. Bugs in my pockets. Bugs in my shoes. Bugs in the way I feel about you. Bugs on my window, trying to get in. They don't go nowhere. Waiting, waiting. Bugs on my ceiling, crowded the floor. Standing, sitting, kneeling. A few block the door. And now the questions. Do I kill them? Become their friend? Do I eat them? Raw, well done. Do I trick them? I don't think they're dumb. Do I join them? Looks like that's the one. I got bugs on my skin, tickle my nausea. I let it happen again. They're always taking over. I see they surround me. I see them deciding my fate. When I had a chance, I'll just stop now. I'll become naked. And with the I'll become one.
Hello. Did you say your cock's on fire?
My cat's on fire. Jesus.
It feels like it's splitting
you
needles.
All right, ladies.
My cock is on fire.
It burns when I pee.
You can take some medication for that.
Goddamn Romanian women.
She said she was only 35. I felt like I was screwing my grandma. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net, where you can actually contribute to our site, which means that there's things to do on the website now that should make Decaf very happy. So, we want to hear from you. We got a chat room.
Cold hand.
Wow. I mean, that was...
Did you just...
Yeah, he did.
Damn, look at the look on their faces.
Cold hand.
All right, so you can find us online, spankwagon.net. What we'd like you to do is... You're throwing me off by feeling her up, dude. Join the... Fuck. I am not going to get
God damn.
Richard just had a...
The fuck was that?
I just had epilepsy.
Stitz's flash is going to trigger a seizure.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, so anyhow.
Oh, boy.
We want you to join the chat room. We also would love to hear from you. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, call. You know what? How many calls have we gotten this month?
One.
No,
we've
got drunk
from a no.
Does it
from
count
a no
like
syndicate?
The five calls from the wrong number that you tried?
Dude, there's the wrong numbers. There's the telemarketers have this number. The credit collectors have this number.
Scrappy's mom.
Scrappy's mom.
Yeah.
The no syndicates and that host.
Four.
Wow.
Four. The best part about it is though is I don't have to pay an exorbitant phone bill because when people call in, I have to pay the phone bill.
Oh, do you really?
Well, yeah. I mean, 1-800 numbers are not free.
Oh,
for the people getting the calls.
The 1-900 numbers are $2.99 a minute.
Unfortunately, I need my credit card back, Murph.
No.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so Murph, super producer, what do you have on tap for us?
We've got news, and more news.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you should have loaded.
You had the list.
You gave up the list.
I gave up the list. I didn't know how you wanted.
You're supposed to get the music. Have Chief Dude like old style, man.
Oh, we're gonna. You mean this?
This just in, Pakistan is fucked.
Wow, way to overstate things, dude.
They should be allowed to say shit like that on the news. Ah, they're fucked.
Also, following in other world affairs, the dollar is screwed. If you own a home, you're lucky. If you own a mortgage, you're fucked. And now to our next segment, to blame Al-Qaeda.
I blame Al-Qaeda.
That fucking bastard.
If the dollar danks, blame Al-Qaeda. If you own a mortgage, blame Al-Qaeda.
If a tiger attacks you and kills you, it's
blame
Al-Qaeda.
Blame yourself, motherfucker.
If an airplane crashes in the side of a volcano and a girl still lives, blame
Al-Qaeda.
If you get bit by a gypsy kid, that's Al-Qaeda.
Did you know Netscape is no longer going to be produced? Guess whose fault that is?
Al-Qaeda.
Hey, did you know Buddha was assassinated?
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
Or was it a sunroof?
Oh, yeah. It was an Al-Qaeda installed sunroof. It was put in down at Big Al's Al-Qaeda Auto Marina.
Dang.
Allah, Big Allah.
Was he
Big Allah.
Big Allah. Big Allah's Al-Qaeda Auto Marina.
Harsh, prices are explosive.
Does he build walls and zoos too?
You will come here and you will blow up with anticipation of the work.
Come on down to Crazy Ahmed's.
If you want the job, we have a high turnover rate. 12 of our last employees got 50 virgins in heaven.
Only 50? You could be a better model of an employee. Get 72.
Wow.
You're going to make my poor wife bust her stitches.
Hey, there's no amenity.
Amenity.
He's a moron.
I'm a moron.
Okay.
Okay, Nemo.
I think if Juke can't get no funnier than this shit today. This is what Juke is asking for. We're delivering because I can't even fucking I can't even talk anymore, man. This shit's so funny.
No, that's just because we keep interrupting you.
That too.
So in old school fashion, why don't you tell everyone what's going on in Pakistan there, Trent, or
Spick! Well, apparently, I'm going to read it.
Apparently?
Right. Apparently. I'm gonna
apparently,
read it. I'm
there
gonna
was some high.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. I'm going to read this right off of the official spankwagon.net page. Wow, no political topic selection here. Anyways, okay. Looks like more Islamic nuts are blowing themselves up with the apparent object to be.
Do you realize he's reading Virtual One's post? Already called into question.
So it's just going to ramble for hours.
Dude,
okay.
I had. Yeah.
Anyways,
don't read that. You
anyways,
know what's going on.
Former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto.
Bhutto.
Apparently suffered
Bhutto.
A head injury due to an assassination attempt.
Okay, what happened was, and this is from this one guy, Musharraf, that I talked to on the phone. It was a party line. So he basically said that, of course, it's Al-Qaeda.
He was like, dude, you have no idea what kind of shit I happened today. Oh, man.
You know, he's like, this whole martial law thing. Yeah, he was kind of fucking around, putting the lawyers in jail. It's kind of fun. I'll do it again tomorrow. But then he goes, oh, by the way, we got Buddha. Buddha? No, Buddha. Buddha? No.
No.
Buddha? What? Fuck you. And then he finally says, no. What happened was is first someone shot her, and then they ran up to her and blew up the truck, and she was totally fine and rode it out like a wave on a surfboard. We call her Silver Surfer. It's a funny in-joke. The problem is she hit her head. The dumb bitch hit her head. We don't know. No.
She tripped.
Yeah, she tripped. And it was a flight of stairs.
So she was assassinated. It was an accidental death.
No. It was domestic abuse.
We're going.
Ike Turner is wanted for questioning.
OJ was seen in the.
What do you guys? Do you guys really believe this? I mean, how can they say? Oh, you know, we've never caught a suicide bomber ever this year. But we know this one was Al-Qaeda, and we know it was because she bumped her head. Okay, bye. Thank you. No more pictures.
You know. I heard that they actually outsourced to the people that did the JFK assassination.
Nice. It's not a magic bullet. It's a magic SUV.
It's a magic sunroof.
It's a magic sunroof.
Back into the left.
It caught her head scarf. That's really the official Pakistani answer.
It'd be death by hanging.
You know, and that's really, you know, I mean, of course, the whole country is going absolutely apeshit, just berserk.
Yeah, I mean.
Because of her death and all the writing of the, I love it, the PPP, the Pakistani People's Party.
Is that the way they really
I keep wanting to say slip PPP because that's geek. But the PPP is so... Stop
playing with their pee-pee.
the PPP. I got the PPP. They're writing, so far, 30 more people have died in riots alone.
Damn.
And I killed the thread. Moving on.
There's nothing.
They were Pakistani. Nobody really cares.
But you know,
Pakistani are like the Negroes of the Middle East.
But here's the thing: if that's the case, George Bush is to put to Pakistanis like Clinton is to Harlem.
George Bush hates Pakistani people.
No, he is supporting this asshole.
Yeah, he
politically backs this guy, and then he pulls the martial law stunt.
Yep.
You know, where he says, basically martial law, no election.
I think we have someone that has an opinion about that.
What? We do?
Huh?
No?
What?
Okay. We don't.
I'm sorry.
I thought
I had a light flash.
Wow.
Moving on.
Shut up, decaf.
No, but we've been setting up dictators ever since the 1960s.
Oh, even before then.
Well, I mean, there you go.
So.
Yeah, why is this any different?
Exactly. We set it up, we funded, and now we're getting hosed again.
I blame the Jews.
I blame Al-Qaeda.
I blame Al-Qaeda.
I was just about to say.
I blame the Irish.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. What did we do?
Hey, you started it, man. Everybody knows about the potato famine.
Oh. Okay.
You have a thing against potatoes. Mr. Potato Head is your number one public enemy, isn't he?
I don't like potatoes. I'm sorry. Okay, so.
You're not a real Irish.
Everybody knows the baby Jesus saves, right?
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what saves the baby Jesus?
The goalie in the fourth quarter. I don't know.
GPS.
GPS. What? Oh, I heard about this.
What?
Yeah. News from out of guess where? Florida. In 2006, thieves stole two statues of the baby Jesus from a display in front of the Wellington Community Center. Even though the South Florida Sun Sentinel Times reports a little guy was strapped in with a cable, they're expensive, the village community services director said. Those little Jesus statues are $400 a pop.
Fuck.
So the village tried something different this year. They implanted a GPS tracking device in the baby Jesus.
What are these things made out of that they're $400 for a doll?
Holy water.
You know,
it's holy mud and holy water mixed into a holy concrete.
With holy plaster.
Now, let's just take a second here and look at the whole apocalypse, end of the world tinfoil thing, right?
Me?
Who was the first person to have a chip implanted in their brain so they could be chased by the government?
Vicente Fox.
The baby Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, gosh. I see where this is going.
See, I said Vicente Fox. Didn't he have the chip put in?
I don't know.
Do you know who Vicente Fox is?
No.
President of
Mexico. Yeah. Thank you. You win on Double Jeopardy. You get Chief's wife.
What?
Hello. Hello.
And now she runs.
She's very good, trust me.
She's like stitches and all.
Just
till
the stitches heal. Oh,
wow. She's great.
So
oh, she knows Tony.
So the small village, as soon as they realized it was gone, they activated the GPS strip.
Hey, Bob, they stole Jesus!
I found Jesus. I found Jesus. He was in the car the whole time.
And he was hiding behind the couch.
Jesus saves and redeems souls for valuable cash and prizes.
They found the Jesus shortly thereafter at a small distance from the community center. Police subsequently arrested Danielle Santino, 18 years old, of Lake Worth, Florida, charged with grand theft and stealing the Savior. She's still in jail late Thursday.
I found Jesus fair and square.
No, actually, her exact quote is, "I stole Jesus," she told the police, according to the Sun Sentinel Times, who also has a video report on it.
Is she like an LOL cat? I stole it, Jesus.
I stole Jesus.
This is my little brother. This is my little brother, Jesus.
He was talking
to me. There's a walrus. Have you seen my bucket? It has a Jesus.
So she stole one of them or both of them?
She stole one. She stole a Jesus.
There's only one Jesus.
I has a Jesus.
I thought they said they have multiple baby
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesuses.
I thought that. Yeah.
They have like
twins.
They
have
like
wait.
You know Jesus
they're
up in heaven.
God.
Yeah.
My baby Jesus.
Does he glow
has
in
a
the
flavor.
Dark too?
It's gonna be my Christmas decoration next year. Like 15 baby Jesuses, only one Mary. Like,
and a trailer.
Yeah.
And if the cow utters non-Mary.
But
give her a tramp stamp tattoo on the
wait,
back.
Wait. Put Mary in a muumuu.
Oh, put a couple pink flamingos
and some curlers and some bunny slippers.
Why do that? Just go and take a picture of Britney Spears' house.
Oh!
And we've been blacklisted now by Hollywood and the Vatican.
We've been blacklisted by the Vatican.
That's okay. Darth Sidious doesn't need us anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, dude, he so
oh,
does.
That's fucked up.
He so does.
Okay, now, here's a joke for you guys. What do you get when you cross Greek Orthodox Jews and Armenian priests?
What?
A broom fight?
A broom fight in the Church of Nativity.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Now,
you know... Wow.
Hey, at least in Romania they
that
got rocks.
Looks fun.
They
got like rocks. A mosh pit.
They got rocks in Romania. At least they got broomsticks.
And you know what? They're smiling.
All they were doing is trying to play Quidditch. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, those
curling in the Middle East.
Those crazy Orthodox religions.
Okay, now.
No, that's funny.
Chief, Middle you East apparently know this whole story.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everyone the story on this one.
Yeah, okay, so apparently, you know, this is the Church of the Nativity. And these priests come in, and one priest is going to sweep the floor, and the other priest from the other Christian religion is going to sweep the floor.
Gangsters.
Well, two priests cannot sweep in the same floor in the same church in my town.
He said, nigga, you sweeping in my goddamn church?
Are you sweeping in my Jesus?
That's my church.
Wait, is one of the priests union?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, the other one's a scab, so, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll go whoop
there's no scab pontiffs in this location.
So they start duking it out with brooms.
I'm going to whoop your ass with this broom.
How many people showed up to this broom fight?
Dude, Don King was there. It was sold out.
So they were swinging Don King?
Yeah, well.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to clean up.
Fuck. Chief, did you show up with your Swiffer?
You got me.
Chief's the only guy who'll show up with a feather duster to a broom fight.
So the people who lose it.
Heather's like, here's the Electrolux, bitch.
So the ones who lose it, they make them clean up their own blood and shit afterwards.
They crucify the loser.
No. Then they'll have a mop fight.
You know, this you know really defines Christianity the last 2,000 years. There can be only one. I mean, holy crap. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Too bad they weren't Catholic. Just throw a little boy into the mix.
Then they could have fought over the little boy? Sounds like Murphy's childhood.
I think they'd have worked together and have been very bad.
Yeah.
So a priest and a rabbi are walking down the street. They see a little boy. The priest looks over and says, hey, you want to fuck him? The rabbi says, out of what?
Ba-dum-bum. Ouch.
Wait, I have video footage.
Born to be kings, we're the princes of the universe.
Shouldn't that be priests of the universe?
Christopher Lambert suddenly there.
He's not dressed as the Highlander. He's dressed as Raiden from Mortal Kombat again.
Wow. It was better than Highlander 3.
So I wonder if you get like specialized broomsticks. You know what I'm saying? It's like this is the broomstick 2000. It's 49-5.
Does that mean if like Mennonites get into a fight, they just throw buildings at each other?
It'd be like a
barn fight.
It should be like Gangs of New York. You see a bunch of priests come out with fucking broomsticks and shit.
And altar candles and crucifixes. And
then it breaks out the West Side Story.
Orthodox, come out and play.
Now, wait, one of them is the Greek
Wow.
Oh,
That's like the blackest thing you've ever said.
Oh, man. Wait. You don't know what Warriors is. So
what?
Exactly. No, you don't, so
you don't get the quote.
Who said that? Snoop Dogg said that.
No.
What?
No.
Yes,
well, he
did
say it in the rap song, but that's not the original.
Sweetie, I'm gonna go hang myself in the back.
But
now.
I know what I'm talking about. Would you tell them?
Decaf
it is in a song, but
Snoop may have said that, but
yeah, but because he stole it from Warriors.
Yeah, Warriors. Yep, you gotta watch Warriors.
Yeah,
why?
It's a great.
It was, why?
Was it? Was it made before I was born? It
yes.
Was,
yes.
Black and white.
No.
it was Technicolor. you remember Technicolor?
It was black and white.
Do you even know what Technicolor is?
It was,
oh my
okay,
fucking
pretty
god!
Much, have you seen the movie 300?
Yes.
Okay, it was like that, except in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah,
on a subway. There you go.
Well, subways and Coney Island. And but
I just killed Decaf.
Can you just see it though? 300. Can you dig it?
Show enough.
You know, I almost expected Xerxes to say that at once in a while, but.
God. I'm glad. I think the funniest show of the year had to be this show, man. This
well, thank God. It's the last show.
It's the last show of the year.
Ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Next year, next year, we're going
to
be NPR.
and today.
And next on KNPR.
Yeah, where they
I got sweaty balls. Would you like to taste my sweaty balls?
we have
yes,
I like
Decaf
has his giant.
Sounds like someone's worked for NPR.
Oh my god. Have you ever seen that SNL skit?
Yes. With the guy who calls his daughter a pig. Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Decaf has salty
chocolate balls.
I can't
remember
his
name.
Baldwin.
There we go. Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Oh, no, not the Baldwin.
They're like raisinettes.
You just said it. You just said it.
Did you just?
Damn.
Ouch.
What?
I gotta.
Decaf, she just called your balls.
I think that he
she
heard
just called
that.
Your balls raisinettes.
I know, she was chewing on them.
Oh, she sucked
she's,
all that juice out of them.
She's trying to get the creamy filling.
I said raisinettes, not milk duds.
Hey, they loaded with cum. That's it's all that matters.
Chocolate salty balls.
See, the difference between raisinettes, it's all wrinkly. And
put them in your mouth and suck them.
That's okay. You have a mop on your back because your ass is so hairy.
You
kind of just absorbs.
Okay, wait a minute. Dude, you are not one to talk.
Well, I know I got a hairy ass.
He's a dude.
Hairy ass?
Yeah. I'm hairy all over.
Dude, you
I don't have a hairy ass.
You know, dude, you look like you're wearing a full body wool sweater.
In the truck outside, I have some hedge keepers. Oh, no, I can do it really
You can start a forest fire from your asshole.
Only after some jalapenos.
I think his head is jealous of my ass.
My head wants to be in your ass.
I'm just wondering which one of them
is
going to get dreads
you?
Faster.
You should have seen him watching Two Girls, One Cup. He was like, yeah!
So?
Wow.
And?
She got the full-on beat-off move. Yeah. Over
I got to watch her titties jiggle.
Here's what he did me a favor. Just give me that and do that again. There we go.
I like watching girls eat poo.
I'm going to need to isolate that one.
That's at
visual
1
note.
Hour
36 I see James
minutes.
Nelson on the toilet. Line.
Don't judge. Don't judge him.
Can I stick my head there?
Ed.
Kiss me where it smells
look
funny.
Look like Rocky Road ice cream to me, baby.
It's Murphy's song.
What are you talking about? You're gay.
Yeah, that's...
Hey! I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to...
Damn, he's back on cue.
Hey, nobody wants to say anything now.
I can't read what the fuck is going on.
It says gay. Chef is gay is what
yeah,
it says.
She just called me chef.
Chief is the goddamn son.
You just call me chef?
No, who wrote chef?
No, she can't read.
I can read C-H-E-F is chef. That is not chief.
Last time I checked, none of y'all can read.
It's either chef or chef. But either way.
Murphy is going to die.
Just shut down, dude. There's nothing. It's ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
There's no eye.
That is
a do I look very white to you? That is
an
eye.
Very white.
Can you tell me where there's an eye
there's
in that?
There's an eye in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Motherfucker,
it looks like
no Chex eye.
Is gay to me.
it's the eye in there.
And now we're giving me shit for not being able to
read
this
so
Christmas
fast,
card. Chef.
It's the eye in there.
Chef.
There's
God
no eye in
damn
there.
Damn it. At least
invisible,
at least,
looking ass motherfucker.
At least play the sug after all this goddamn conversation.
Chet is gay?
I'm Chad.
Are you Chad
Lee? You with the pad of paper.
Decaf, what do you think this is? This is the song.
You got
I really do think
that's on his machine.
I really do think that Murphy is going to die right now.
Could you rub yourself a little lower? She's rubbing herself, dude. It's wonderful.
Because he wrote on me, and I was trying to get it
Murphy.
Off.
Murphy. Yeah, I can get that off.
Yeah.
Murphy, are you okay?
Dude, I just, there are just some times where there's nothing I can do. I just have to sit and listen.
And then this motherfucker wrote a text saying, bring three articles that you want to talk about that happened in the year. I told him, remember what I said before the show? We're going to get through two of them, and then that's
we haven't even gotten
it
to the greatest stories, right, news stories of the year yet.
Okay, you know, in Romania, we don't care about any other news. There's only one news story we're watching, and that's Russia. Okay? They scare the fuck out of us.
Shut up.
They lied about democracy.
Everybody lies about
democracy.
Look on
his face right now. He's just like...
Look, what they're basically doing is just they're bringing back, you know, they're bringing back not necessarily Soviet Russia as we know it, but something a little bit like it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Putin. Putin.
Well, anyway, you guys remember the Simpsons episode where they're in the United Nations and he's like, yes, here in the U.S., in USSR. Wait, I thought you guys weren't that anymore. Ha, ha, ha. He pushes the button and the little sign flips over. You know, and all the parade things.
Oh,
yeah.
Coming like
it's
again?
Like that. Damn. Lenin's going to come out of his tomb. They're going to clone that guy.
We're
gonna
back.
Like, he's going to be like Serpentor.
Cobra. La, 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 la.
Hey, I see you guys.
I blame Al-Qaeda for
I see you guys a link, a YouTube link.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to check it out.
Be afraid.
I always am.
Be very afraid.
I'm just waiting for people to sign up to the website, by the way, which is spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon.
You have to spell it out for, but don't let me write it.
Can you spell that for me? Can you spell that for him? Because
I've been to the site. You have been to the site.
You've been to the site.
Yeah. Don't try to.
You know what? This year has been really a great year so far. I mean, there's been a lot of news, and unfortunately, I don't remember shit. except Dick Cheney had a heart attack and had to have his heart rebooted.
A bunch of girls got kidnapped.
I know that Dick Cheney.
What the hell was that?
Dick
shit. Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass. Dick.
Oh, yes. We've got a couple of Temelican invasions.
A what?
We're having the annual White House Christmas party. Sorry, I'm a little bit loaded.
Wait. Christmas was last week.
Is Catalisa sucking your dick right now?
They're celebrating Kwanzaa.
Catalisa's on the pole somewhere. We're not exactly sure what's going on, but all we know is that George keeps trying to stuff dollar bills down her granny panties.
Wow, Robo Dick Cheney. What did you get for Christmas?
Well, let's see. I got a lightsaber, I got a new black robe, and I got to shoot somebody with lightning. That's pretty much the extent of my Christmas. let's see, the president of Iran sent me nuclear plans. We're going to go ahead and put those on CNN and MSNBC next week. Hey, we do what we can. Let's see, what else did I get? George gave me a skateboard. I don't think he's really getting that one, but okay. Condi's kind of interesting. She gave me shotgun ammunition.
Hey, wait, no.
She gave me the shotgun ammunition, but then she gave George a hunting pass for me.
Really quick, I just got to say, first off on the line is Robo Dick Cheney, so thank you for joining us, Robo Dick.
No problem, George. You know I love being here.
Of course. And I got one question now. Huckabee, running for president, as
Mike Huckabee.
Decided to take a bunch of reporters out to the fields, and he went pheasant hunting, and he shot right over them. Was this anything you coached him on?
No, had it been me, he would have aimed lower, and they all would have been CNN reporters.
All right. Now we got the and I know, I think it's what, the fourth? So I don't think we're back on the air before then, or maybe we're just after. The caucuses are going to be happening in Iowa real soon. We know you won't be back because you'll be, you know, running the Death Star. And...
No. I'll be running the caucuses. Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, who do you have planned to win the Democratic caucus?
The Democratic caucus right now, we're trying to give it to Ron Paul.
Wait, he's a Republican.
It's the only way he's going to get on a ticket.
All right, fair enough. I can kind of see that.
No. For the Democrats, we're looking towards Obama because we know there's no chance a black man's actually going to get elected in this country. So we're going to go ahead and just flood the polls with that. But on the Republican side, it's kind of interesting. It's a three-way heat right now. And as it stands, you do have Mike Huckabee and we have Rudy Giuliani and John McCain. They are in a three-way tie. And as it stands right now, whoever brings me the heart of a virgin first will get the nomination.
Well, Well, so, I know Rudy won't do it because he's down in Florida and they're all ready to die down there.
Yeah. He's a virgin anymore. He'd be like a 5-year-old. Anyone what? Over the age of 5 is not a virgin.
Look, sweetie, so, we don't want to know your sex life.
That's crappy.
Yes,
all
that
right,
is.
I love her. I hear she has some giant hoo-hoos.
She does.
Sweetie, I'd let you come to my house and give me a heart attack anytime.
Mr. Cheney, sir.
Do
you support Romney even though he is Mormon?
Well, you know, Mormon, Satanist, it doesn't really matter to us whoever wins as long as they, you know, pay us a shitload of money and sacrifice people for us.
So, oh. so RoboDick, exactly how many souls do you need per year to keep you up in power there?
Well, you know, the last transplant we had, I don't actually have to consume souls anymore because in this country it's hard to find anyone who hasn't sold theirs already. But I am consuming the blood of small Guatemalan boys. And I'm currently up to about 7 or so a day. Every once in a while, I will just bring an intern to the office and feed directly from their neck. But it's getting up there. It really is.
Now RoboDick, this is Trencher here. I got a quick question. I'm starting to see news again about Pelosi trying to go for impeachment of you. Do you think this is actually going to happen, or do you think this is just a tactic, much like their whole... getting George Bush to veto the big spending bill recently?
Well, I think Pelosi's going to try for it. I mean, it could be interesting, but in all actuality, she'll never pull anything out of it. Hey, wait a minute. Shouldn't she be somewhere baking me a pie? I wouldn't have sex with her. I don't want to get her pregnant, but I could go for a nice pie. Maybe have her vacuum the floor of the Senate every once in a while. I think that's about the only thing that bitch is going to get accomplished.
All right, so you're not really worried about these this whole...
Do I sound worried, Trench? I mean, if I was really worried, I'd take her on the hunting trip with me.
I thought that was just reserved for friends who are lawyers.
Oh, I'll take anybody out there in the field. I'm not friends with you, and yet I keep trying to get you out of the field.
Yeah, well, no. So let me ask you...
I do have a new 12 gauge for you there, buddy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so how do you feel about this whole situation, the chaos going on in Pakistan?
Well, it was hard to engineer the entire thing. It took quite a bit of work on our part. We had to have that sunroof installed. We had to give the guy the right ammunition. And we had to find just the right suicide bomber for it. And since none of us could convince Ron Paul to put the jacket on, we had to go ahead and get a package of guys.
Now, I read a news report recently that said that the CIA can basically created Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda really didn't exist until the CIA got involved with the Islamic terrorists out there. What do you know about this?
Oh, I think that Al-Qaeda has been created by Iran and was totally done to bring down 9/11.
Here, Dick, we know that Iran did not have anything to do with 9/11.
I never said Iran had anything to do with 9/11.
But you just said... I just heard... Dick! Not this again. No, wait. You said...
Now look, Al-Qaeda and Iran hate our freedoms, and that's why they blew up the Twin Towers in 9/11.
They don't hate our freedom. They hate globalization.
No, they hate our freedoms. Do you not read the press releases? Al-Qaeda and Iran hate our freedoms, and that's why they you know, flew those planes into the Twin Towers, and that's why they blew up the Pentagon, and that's why they're...
They didn't blow up the Pentagon!
Oh, well. Shit, that's next week.
Wait. Now, wait. Nice. Now, you're saying...
Trench, hold on. Now, you got to let me get this out here. Now, look, they hate us and they hate our freedoms and Iran. That's why Iran has always created and funded the Taliban and always created and funded Al-Qaeda. And that's why they hate our freedoms and they are slowly tearing our country apart from the inside. And that's why it's very important that we be allowed to spy on you, to monitor your phone calls and emails and your children and whatever books you're taking out of the library. Because if you don't let us do it, you hate America.
Now, wait, Dick. I love... Dick, I love America. I have Constitution on me at almost all times. Let me ask you this then. You say that they hate America and they hate our freedoms and they're tearing us apart from the inside, but I don't see them tearing us apart as much as I see our own government tearing itself apart.
Are you watching Fox News at all? That would explain why you're not seeing it.
No, I watch MSNBC. I like Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, I don't really have a comment on that right now. I'll have to get a hold of the guy that pulls Olbermann's strings for us.
Nice. All right, RoboDick, you know, this is coming up to being your last year of being a vice president. As a matter of fact, you've got about a year and 2 weeks left before you're basically gone and a new vice president's sworn in.
Well, just because I'm not in the office doesn't mean I'm still not running the show.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. I was, you know, and I figured that. I was going to ask, what are your major plans for after you're done?
Well, I think let the cat out of the bag. Once the Pentagon blows up, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and introduce an amendment that goes ahead and supports the fact that since George Bush
Okay, so
we handle that, we're going to go ahead and disband the Congress and the Senate. We're going to get rid of all the police force and have everything be done through the military. And then we're going to appoint Ron Paul the head of the IRS.
Well, at least you did one thing right.
Oh, no. You haven't seen the full plan yet. We are going to switch entirely to the gold standard. Do you happen to have any gold on you?
Absolutely.
How much do you have?
Enough.
Enough to pay all your taxes. You do have a child now, right, Richard? There is the child tax.
But he's not Guatemalan.
No, it's okay. There's the child tax. There's the procreation tax. There is the
fertility
tax. Yes, thank you very much. What was your name again, sir?
Chief.
You remember Chief. He was here before.
Were you? Hold on just a second.
No, that was the other guy.
Yeah, hang on a second. Rummy, can you go ahead and get INS on the phone? Thank you. We got, Clint Blue. Yeah, we got this BB.
What's Rummy doing there? He shouldn't be there.
Oh, we keep him around. He's fun. He's good at the party. You should see him. He's the DJ at the party right now. He's doing some mean spinning on the turntables, I tell you.
On the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos, that's it. I hear you've got our mole in the studio with you there.
What?
Mole.
Mole?
Agent Stitch, are you in the studio?
Yes, sir. Yes, master.
Because remember, there is always a master and an apprentice. Okay, well, you know, I just want to take the opportunity to wish all of you a Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate, heathens and pagans. And I just want to remind you that it is very important, again, that you support your local government and that you do not question us. You do not question anything we say. Remember, America, we do what we tell you. Remember, say what we tell you to say because we are your government. We know what is best for you. Don't question us or your family will disappear. All right, time to lock the phone now. And, I think Laura's got her special brownie she's going to bring out here in a few minutes. So, George is going to put on Inagata Davida, and I'm out. All of you guys have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, and I'll be reading all your emails soon. And I don't mean the ones you sent to me.
Thank you, Dad. Have a Happy New Year. Wow.
I love that guy. That guy. Is a killer. That guy's fucking great.
He makes me want to pee.
That may just be a bladder infection. Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, man. We didn't get to do the top news stories of 07.
I didn't get to talk about tigers eating people.
Rawr.
Well, you talk about your ass hair eating people.
I didn't get to put Scrappy's hand in my pants.
Yeah, you did.
You got all next year. All right, ladies and
gentlemen. I know. That can be your 2008 resolution.
All right, guys. That's hers. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, LV Rocks, lvrocks.com for, well, studio time and space. We appreciate it greatly. Big thank you to KC Host Radio Network and Drunk Ass Juke. We also say thank you to Flash FM, Fox FM, Door From Hell, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, and Nomad Radio Network.
Hey, any sign of Brad yet?
No. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Scrappy.
And I'm Murphy.
And I'm Chief.
And we appreciate you showing up.
Wait, what about the people in the back?
Hey, holler out the people in the back.
Holler. Stitz.
Stitz.
Stitz. Agent Stitz.
And
Agent
my
Stitz.
Wife.
And Chief's wife.
We can't call her the redheaded assassin.
Yeah, well, you try to throw some ownership and shit? That's because my wife, motherfucker.
I got an idea.
I would if I were him in
well,
the
room. Well, here's the thing. He can only do it in public because at home, we know who's owned.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Remember,
can I add
decaf,
really
decaf, decaf,
oh,
decaf.
Wait.
If we're not in the archive. Now I'm trying to throw him off here. Okay. If we're not live.
We find us in the archives.
But if we're not in the archive.
Well, you'd have been to the site to know.
Then
yeah,
we're
I know. I'm here now.
Bitch, go on your own. You don't need Murph to hold your hand.
I need you to help
That's
me.
That's not her hand I've got a hold of.
Oh. Saucer
like
plates.
She has,
all right.
She has a witch's titty.
Talk about tigers. Fuck. I always knew you liked cougars. I never thought you went after kittens. All right, so.
Old enough to pee, old enough for me.
This is going
to
be it for 2007. Next year, we'll be back 2008. Old enough to breathe.
I know. Yeah. As much as I like to joke earlier, anybody interested in joining the Peace Corps, go to www.peacecorps.com.
Sign your wife life away, because you too can go to a foreign country and get chased by gypsy
life
children and
calling.
Packs of dogs.
Life is calling. How will you answer?
Go away.
ring,
how
ring.
Far will you go?
Well, wait. Sorry. It's you know, my question is, though, you tell us these horror stories of medical conditions and
oh, cats and shit.
You want us to go?
You better be single.
Don't.
Thank you, Dick. All right.
Thank you, Robo Dick.
And, wow, what do I say from here? Go to the website. No, go to the website. Make sure you check it out. Our archive, our podcast, everything's there. We want everybody, including Scrappy, to sign up.
Do
because
we have pictures up yet? Are we getting pictures up?
That's or? We're working on. Dude.
We don't have enough Photoshop filters
if
to take
I
the
could,
hair off your
if,
ass.
Here's the thing. If I could get you to sign up for the site, maybe I could
I
then go forward.
Need help.
Yes,
ladies
we know
and gentlemen,
that.
At the end of 2007, I think I can safely say, understatement of the year.
Well, I'll buy our shaver. Don't worry.
That's the
Would
first
you please
step.
Tell them that I don't have a hairy ass?
You know what's funny, though? Is what's great is if she's not wearing jeans, it looks like biker shorts.
Oh.
Ouch.
All right.
So what's the dude saying?
So what's tonight's word?
Let's
Chief,
have the word.
Give us
Chief.
The word for the night.
The word for the night is... Gypsy.
Gypsy it is.
Sell your children. Have a good night.
Tug on the tissue on the floor of the train. Sun goes down, temperature drops. Beautiful burnout, beautiful burnout. Bird, chrome.